This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you think we should have Heather on the show once a week during football season for the picks?
Get her picks? Well, she'll do them in the morning show.
So that's true. We should probably just record it and replay
it. Replay it, yeah. Like Heather's lock of the week.
Yeah.
We didn't plan on doing picks today. Week zero, we don't have to pick.
Heather, what is really valuable to you, something that you would be willing to put up as collateral for a bet? Like, for instance, we do the Doug's got the car house lock of the week.
Car payment, two car payments, and a house payment. Is my joke.
Oh,
I don't really do that.
No, he doesn't really do it, but he feels so strongly about it. That's for me, it's the shoot the boot lock of the week. I feel so strongly about.
Definitely not the shoot the boot.
You're not going to do that?
No, I'm not drinking out of my own shoe.
What are you willing to put up? When you feel strongly about a bet, what's the call?
I don't know. I don't bet because I don't feel strongly about anything.
It's too bad.
That really? I don't bet?
Yeah.
I should have last season.
Yeah.
I mean, baby needs a new pair of shoes, and right.
I know.
Needs
to baby
shoes. Baby's got a full wardrobe.
Maybe that's baby shoes lock of the week.
Oh, college fund. College fund lock of the week.
Yeah.
Daughter's wardrobe
two times,
lock
two
of the
times.
Week. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, times two.
All right.
There you go.
But yeah, you'll come up with something.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Just something to get in your head early. You got, a week before you got to make some picks.
I know. I'll think about it.
I kind of like the idea of having Heather on the show.
I'm saying.
So we do it near the end.
Okay.
So on Fridays, you need to stick around until 1:40.
You guys will be so impressed by how I do my picks.
I know. I
mean, I've heard a little bit about studliness of the quarterbacks and their wives, too, of course.
Something I've never taken into consideration, but I need to move forward.
Now we know the secret sauce.
Yep. Thanks, have a good weekend, guys.
You too. She's like, I'm out of here. Enough.
You've delayed me.
It's the weekend.
Enough.
I got stuff to do.
You know, it's Friday.
Get me the hell out of here.
Friday.
Yeah, I don't like you guys that much.
Hell yeah.
Friday. It is time for Friday. And how are you, Scott Anderson?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything exciting last night? No Tiger game. So.
No. I watched some of the Erie Seawolves game.
Yep. They sorted out the glitchiness.
No, yeah. I mean, I guess it's maybe not as glitchy. It's still glitchy as hell, though.
I appreciate the effort. I'm not, I mean, it's better than not having the game on, but the glitchiness drives me crazy.
It drives me a little nutty as well, but so watch some of that.
I'm guessing there are some challenges when you're doing that, but it's still cool that they have those games on. Anybody stand out, by the way?
No, it was actually kind of a boring game. Briseño had a couple of singles and a walk, scored a run. He was, I guess, the star of the game, but it was kind of, I tell you this, though, he does hit the ball really hard. I mean, you can notice it when he smacks the ball, and he's like 20 years old. So it's exciting that they've got this triumvirate of players down there that have been, you know, matriculating through the minor leagues together. Mm-hmm. Briseño, Clark, and McGonigal, that they all bring something to the table.
What about Lorenzo?
Lorenzo was like a step ahead of him because he was already at high A ball last year, and he started the year double A.
Okay.
And he has he had a really slow start to the season. Then he came on a little bit, and now he's just still. Eh.
I was thinking a cool nickname for them would be the Erie Four.
Well, there are other players at Erie that are playing well. That it could be like more like the Erie Six.
Yeah. Years ago, there was a group called the Erie Five. Can you name everybody in the Erie Five that everybody was hyped about? And I don't think any of them panned out, but.
I used to be able to do this really well. I know Andres Torres was one.
Yep. Was Eric Munson?
Eric Munson. I think Mike Rivera.
Might have been, yeah. Was Nate Cornejo?
Nate Cornejo.
And Andy Van Hecken?
I think that's it.
Wow. Did we just name the Erie Five?
We did.
Tapping into our inner Caputo.
Right.
Wow.
And how many of those guys made it?
None. None of them made it.
Munson had a couple of decent years. Rivera never really did, and I mean, if you go back and look at their stats, they were really good. Andres Torres was really interesting to me, an exciting player. Outfielder was really good defensively and ran faster than anybody.
Yeah.
But he could never stay healthy.
Yeah.
And as Kirk Gibson said famously one time when we were at Lakeland and he was doing the show from there, and Andres Torres was in a game, and Kirk says, he's got a high booty.
A high booty.
High booty. Leg okay, went up then. High and his – backside was up high. It was funny, and I'm like, you're 100% right, by the way. It is a high booty.
That's funny.
But Torres was my favorite of that group and just never really made it.
All right, so you're good? Excited for this weekend? We've got a big Tiger series. I mean, you know, 10-game lead, but it's a team in second place.
With whatever, how many 30-something games left, I think every game is kind of big from here on out. I'm looking forward to it. I have a feeling, Doug.
I just want to say this. Yeah. I like the way that the Tigers are wiping out posers' dreams.
Yes.
Right? All the Astros, you know, they're there on the Tigers' heels for the 2 seed, wiped out their dreams. And now you've got a team 10 games back. It's got to come in with, I mean, if we were doing this show in Kansas City, I'd be like, all right, we've dug ourselves a hole here, Royals Nation. We need to get out of it, Royals Nation. We need to sweep this series with Detroit. And then the Tigers dash the posers' dreams.
Right. And then, you know, you got Cleveland, it's 10 and a half games back. This has the feel right now for me. It was 129 games they played. Quick, do the math. Was it 34 left?
129. It would be 33
left.
Yeah.
Math. I have a feeling in the next week, because they play Kansas City again next week.
Yeah.
There's 6 games against the Royals.
Yeah.
Like, this is knockout time, right? This is just club a baby seal and just win the division and move on. I said it. It's just how things work in life sometimes.
Well,
when you're an Inuit, you have to, you know, live off the land, and that's what happens.
Baby seals get clubbed. You don't want to work with wiping out posers' dreams. You want to go with clubbing helpless animals. Got it.
But for sustenance, right? You know, you use the oil for you know, lamps and stuff like that, and the skins for. Yeah, there's a reason you club a baby seal.
Dude, I think you're digging yourself a bigger hole. I might. I think we need to just move on, Scott.
But I kind of have the feeling that this could be a knockout weekend. Like if they were to sweep Kansas City, they're done. Kansas City's done, and then it feels like, okay, depending what Cleveland does, and I don't know, I haven't even looked to see who Cleveland's playing, but you know, Cleveland's back being double digits out of the race again.
Yep.
It just feels like this could be that knockout weekend and a lot of fun, and you know, continue on through the rest of the season, of course, but then maybe you can do some experimenting when you get into September, which apparently they're getting ready to do anyway.
And we will talk about that today here on Carson Anderson. So we got a Lions game tomorrow, with the Lions taking on the Houston Texans, the final preseason game.
Hell yeah.
Dan Campbell spoke yesterday. It's a big game for some guys. He said that, you know, they're still making decisions, and that the players, like, there's multiple positions where there's players battling for the last roster spots, and that the 2 days, yesterday and tomorrow, are big. yesterday, the joint practice with the Texans, and tomorrow, the game at Ford Field. And we got college football week zero, which is always week zero has a weird place in college football, the college football landscape. They offer up football, but only usually one moderately attractive game. The rest, I like to say, is Sam Houston State playing someone.
Playing Bucknell.
Yeah, right. We got Hawaii, Stanford. We got Kansas opening their new stadium. The moderately attractive game is two top 25 teams. And it's funny because Kansas State and Iowa State, who are playing tomorrow, and I really like Kansas State. I love their running back. If you remember, Dylan Edwards just destroyed Rutgers in the bowl game, and he averaged 7 yards a carry last year. And Avery Johnson, pretty good quarterback. And our guy Gunnar Maldonado in the secondary.
What a name.
Anyway, long story short, these two teams, Kansas State and Iowa State, are good football outfits. Like, they're good. Not great. You know, they're above average.
They're way above average. They're solid programs.
They're solid programs, and I feel like there's like no sizzle with those programs.
None.
You know what I mean? Like,
none whatsoever.
Like, you can name worse programs that have sizzle that you'd like to see, but
they're the Iowa of the Big 12, of the former Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm interested in all Big Ten teams and how they
well,
do.
Yes, but I think nationally, I would imagine Iowa's falls in the same group.
Yeah,
well, I mean, these teams, I don't recall like down years for either of those programs. It feels like they've always had winning seasons. They're mm-hmm. always playing in bowl games. And every couple of years, they rise up mm-hmm. and win double-digit
and they'll be playing
totals.
One of those games with conference yeah. championship ramifications
Absolutely.
In November.
Total implications at the end of the season.
Yep.
I think it's accurate.
And this could be one of those years where either one of these teams could do it. I mean, they are both ranked. I like Kansas State a little bit more. My dollar's going there.
Your dollar's going there?
My dollar's
okay.
going there.
All right.
But I will watch. I mean, I remember last year, I couldn't believe, it's Georgia Tech going to take down Florida State? That was before we knew that anybody could take down Florida State. before we figured out they were a mess.
Hey, Bishop Sycamore. They just took down maybe not anybody.
Maybe not Bishop. Yeah. Let's not get carried away. And then on Monday, we get into game week from Michigan to Michigan State.
Mm.
And I start to piece together. I'm like, okay, how does game week work again? Oh, so Tuesday, I got to get all those, the players at the podium. And then I'm down there Thursday to tape the pregame show. And I'm like, and I got to get the chart, a big chart.
Got to get the chart already.
And
you make your own chart. You got the service.
Yeah, I got the service, but there's a lot of notes I got to fill in.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great template.
Yeah, it's a template with the, basically everybody's. It's laid out in front of you, the depth charts on a big cardstock style paper.
This is the last year for Gary Danielson, right?
Yeah, Gary's so good. He's so good, and he's a he's a really good dude.
Back in the Big Ten,
and he when you see like when we him being back in the Big Ten, it was just cool because he greets you like your old friends. Which back when he worked at the station, we talk college football off the air all the time, and I'm stoked to get to know, haven't got a chance to know him. Really good at his job. All right, so here we are, out of Friday. Let's get into this Lions game. Dan Campbell spoke yesterday. He said something interesting. And then Kang said something in the pre-show today. We're sitting around and he goes, well, it's fairly obvious. And I'm like, is it? And I'll tell you what he said. I want to know if you agree with him. And I want to know if others out there agree with him. And whether or not it is indeed fairly obvious. We'll get to that today at 10:30. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. They're coming in hot with summer send-off savings. Right now, lease the new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 per month for 36 months with zero money down. $359. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 877-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount finance through Ally Financial, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends September 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for you.
Yeah.
During the commercial break, did I see you outside?
Yeah.
Gator was outside during the commercial break. What were you doing outside?
I forgot that I had left my folder in the car from yesterday because we were on remote yesterday and I had my life reads in the folder. And
okay.
So I had to go back out to the car.
Oh, you weren't ripping a heater or anything like Jim Leland?
No. No, if I was ripping a heater, it would be a different thing altogether.
Oh, okay. You know, whatever you choose, man.
You know, just trying to, because we don't do that in the studio. But I know what you were talking about. Cigarettes. No, I don't smoke cigarettes. So,
No, I'm like sitting here and I look out the window and there's Gator outside. And I'm, how long is this break? What's he doing outside?
It's beautiful out there. It's so gorgeous out there now.
So the one day of like 2 weeks we're in studio, it's like the nicest day.
Yeah. It is, and it's only going to get better. It's going to be like 80 degrees today. I think it's low humidity. I mean, it's gorgeous out right now.
That's cool.
Sunny skies. We should take the show outside.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to going out there.
Although that would be another remote. Maybe you don't need another remote.
Remotes are harder to do the show. It's fun, like being at Lions and seeing football.
Yeah.
There's football right in front of us.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But
it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
We like concern ourselves very much with what's coming out of the speakers. And anyway, we hope people enjoy it.
Plus, I had to give Cheryl $5.
Oh, for tomorrow?
Yeah
we got a would you buy for you today. I'm excited to hear what you have to say. All right, so Here we go with, 4 days? 4 days, 3 days, Tuesday. Tuesday's cut day. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Lions play their final preseason game. And Dan Campbell is speaking yesterday, and they're still evaluating. Yesterday's big, tomorrow is big. And but there's the weird thing is we've talked about it for years, so this is nothing new. And I think people listen to the show or get a little sick of us saying the same thing. But the practice squad matters. The practice squad matters because these guys end up playing. It felt like years ago. I'm not going to say we didn't take the practice squad seriously, but the practice squad, given how many injuries there are each and every year, practice squad guys are important because a whole bunch of them are going to play in games. And last year, I felt like more than half of them ended up playing for the Lions. And, it's not just a Parker guy here and never hear from him again anymore. So, Scott, one thing that you're doing as a team is figuring out who you can release that won't get picked up by anybody else and signed to their 53. And when when nobody signs them, you can bring that player back and put him on your practice squad. So the question came up, they brought it up with Dan Campbell about trying to sneak guys through to the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he had to say. He said, Brad Holmes is making these decisions. And here's what he had to say about trying to sneak guys through to the practice squad. I mean, that's talk about knowledge of everybody's roster. You have to know every other team's roster. You have to basically say, all right, if we want to sneak through Jackson Meeks, you have to have intimate knowledge of what everybody's receiver room is going to look like or what teams have experienced injuries. Jackson Meeks, the wide receiver from Syracuse, the undrafted free agent at the Lions, he's looked pretty good in the preseason. He's got a couple touchdowns.
Very good.
And so, you got to know what you expect and who you expect other teams to cut. And so there's two parts of that. If he thinks a guy's going to make it through the practice squad, they have, according to Dan. But also the inverse of that, if he thinks a guy isn't going to make it through to the practice squad, but they don't have room for him, he's usually right. They get picked up.
So I have the list of players that made last year's practice squad out of training camp.
Yep.
Tell me if any of this sounds familiar.
All right, let's go.
All right. They added a quarterback to the practice squad last year because I think they only carried two on the reactive roster. Hooker was the second one.
And it was then a later, kid from Georgia, Jake Fromm.
It was Jake Fromm, yep. Was added to the practice squad. Wide receiver Tim Patrick, the Lions added Patrick, who was released by the Broncos, to the practice squad. Allen Robinson had played with the Giants, was also signed to the practice squad. Outside linebacker Mitchell Agudé.
Yeah.
Jamar Jefferson, the running back.
Yeah.
Tom Kennedy, the receiver.
Yeah.
James Mitchell, the tight end.
Yeah.
C.J. Moore, the safety.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive lineman, Pat O'Connor.
Yeah.
Who they really like. Kyle Pecco, another defensive lineman. Chris Smith, a defensive lineman. Isaac Ukwu, defensive lineman.
Sure.
Tight end Shane Zylstra was on the practice squad last year. Center Kingsley Egwukun.
Yeah.
Who was likely to make the squad this year. In fact, little side note, when Glasgow got hurt yesterday, Egwukun was the guy who went there to play center for the four plays in practice, not Tate Ratledge. And then lastly, Jamarco Jones, the offensive tackle. A lot of familiar names.
Yeah, I would argue, I'm not sure that all of those guys didn't play.
I think they all played.
I think the only one I'm not
hurt
sure
and, yeah.
of is James Mitchell. But I'm going to have to go back and look at last year's snap counts. But I'm not sure that James Mitchell played. He played 25 snaps last year.
Jake Fromm didn't get any snaps, but he was released at some point.
Yeah. So everybody but Fromm, Pecco played. Pat O'Connor played.
Pecco got hurt, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Chris Smith played. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Last year was wild with injuries, too.
Yes. And a lot of these names are in camp right now. And they're vying for a roster spot.
Yeah.
Some of these guys have graduated from what would be practice squad to probably make into 53. But looking at that list, and Patrick and Allen Robinson were guys who were picked up from other teams to be added to the practice squad.
Both played.
Yeah, and both played.
The offensive lineman didn't. According to, I'm looking up snap counts for last year on Pro Football Reference.
Aguacon and Jamarco Jones?
They did not play.
Jamarco Jones
Oh, Jamarco did. Jamarco Jones played four snaps. My apologies. But I don't believe Aguacon did.
So I guess the point is, and Dave Burkett had an article about it in the Free Press today as well about the wide receivers. I don't think they're going to be able to sneak a couple receivers through the practice squad because other teams are looking. And, you know, in the article was something I brought up yesterday too. Other teams have already been actively trading for wide receivers because it seems like some teams are really thin at this point and they're looking for some depth. And the guys that have been traded, they're not necessarily household names. So neither are the guys the Lions have, but we know them here because we've seen them perform in the preseason and they look good.
So maybe tomorrow you don't play Meeks.
Well, I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah, because you're like, you don't want people to see, you don't want them to keep making plays.
Well, but I mean, again, it gets back to how many wide receivers are you going to keep? I think this could be a big game for a couple of guys, and we'll see who suits up and plays tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like Tim Patrick, this could be a big game for Tim Patrick.
Yeah, he hasn't suited up. I've seen him.
He was in practice yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen him at street clothes though, during games. So I'm not. I mean, is it a big game for him, or is he so?
I don't know if he's so fully entrenched. I just bring him up because, again, he was a practice squad acquisition last year. And yes, we like Tim Patrick. I think he's good, but other guys on the roster here in camp are younger and perhaps have been performed just as well. I mean, Lovett and Meeks, it's a real decision to make.
Yeah.
Well, and Patrick's in that mix too.
All right. So Kang said something. He said it's fairly obvious to him that something's about to go down. We will get to that coming up today at 10:32. And do you agree with him? A lot of people agree with him, Gator, including you. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so I want to get to this thing Kang said to me in the studio. He said, it's fairly obvious. And I'm like, it's fairly obvious? Is it? But this is yesterday, Dan Campbell speaking with the media, was asked the value of, as you're paring down the roster, what is the value of keeping three quarterbacks? Do you balance that against, you know, other positions? And here's what the head coach had to say. All right. Kang heard that and then made the following comment.
I think it's fairly obvious Hendon Hooker is going to get cut.
And I'm like, I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't know that I would describe it as fairly obvious. But you think that that soundbite is what put you over the top, or you thought that beforehand?
I kind of thought that beforehand, but that put me over the top, like you said. And maybe I'm reading into it more than you or other people, but once... I already thought, like, no one here thinks Hendon Hooker won the backup job, okay? With that already being said, then Dan Campbell comes out and says that yesterday about keeping three quarterbacks. To me, there's no value in keeping the third quarterback. And I don't care if he was a third-round pick, his name is Hendon Hooker, just the way that quarterback has played doesn't deserve a roster spot because he just mentioned it. I'd rather have Eric Hallett. I'd rather have...
It was interesting.
Z Turner. I'd rather have, you know, Keith Jack. Cooper, you know, whoever. Yeah. Like, I'd rather have any of those guys than a third quarterback who should never, ever see the field just because he's the third quarterback.
So, Gator, do you agree with that, that it's fairly obvious that Hendon Hooker is going to get cut?
I think that the game tomorrow is vitally important for his future with his team, and I don't think it's out of the question at all. In fact, I don't know if it's obvious that he's going to get cut. When I heard that soundbite from Dan Campbell last night, that was my first thought, was that they've got two quarterbacks they're going to keep, and Dan Campbell's already kind of laying the foundation for, we've got other position groups that we feel we can add depth to, quality depth to, that are going to be more important than quarterback at this point. And so I kind of agree with, I don't want to go full on and say it's obvious. I would say that my 51 would tell me that he's not going to make the roster. I'll say that, but okay. I don't think it's obvious. Okay, I think my 51 says he's not going to make the roster.
Ken, can we replay it again one more time? I want to hear it one more time. Dan Campbell, the value of keeping three quarterbacks, balancing that against other positions. Since he mentioned, none of them were on accident.
Right. Well, right? I mean, like, it's every position group, basically, he mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about...
Except for running back.
A defensive line, are we talking about, you know, Keith Cooper?
Or Uku, or whatever.
Right. Agude. Offensive yes. line, I'm not down with the offensive line. That might not be. But wide receiver, there's obvious guys there. And Jackson Meeks, Dominic Levitt, who they've had a draft pick into. And it seems like the guys who do the final 53 think he's got a shot to make it. Defensive back, Ian Kennelly, the safety out of Grand Valley.
Well, you know, I say you can never have enough defensive backs.
Linebacker, is it Zach Cunningham, who I really feel like is going to make it, but I feel like those positions were chosen for a reason.
Well, I go back to last year's roster at the end of August when they announced who made the roster. Only two quarterbacks. They had their unquestioned set backup quarterback. It's yeah. Kyle Allen. So following the path they went last year, it would make sense that Hendon Hooker is off the list, that he would not make the roster, and that they would hope to you know, put him back on the practice squad. I think they would love to keep him on the practice squad because of his familiarity with the offense, just to do that, unless a better option comes along. But I do think it's a two quarterback. I don't think it's obvious like Kang does, but again, I do think that's the move they'd make, is we're keeping two quarterbacks in the active roster.
I guess they're in a very weird position where I wonder if deep down they wish they had a Jake Fromm to play for four quarters tomorrow. Because if they want Hendon Hooker on the practice squad, okay, and he goes out and has a Jackson Dart or Shadur Sanders kind of game and plays really well, because there's a chance that he's going to be playing against a bunch of Texans that are going to get cut.
Right.
And so he could go out and he could shine tomorrow and have one of those big preseason games that gets everybody buzzing about a player. And we know what it is. I mean, it's preseason football. But what if he goes out and has a big game tomorrow? Can he make himself more attractive to another team? And I mean, he should do his best. He should try and do his best. But if they had a Jake Fromm, they could play for four quarters. Would they even?
No, I don't think that you play that way if you're the Lions. And I don't think. And first of all, it's not in the cards. By understanding you're bringing it up as a hypothetical.
Yeah, I know.
I think this is a case where if he goes out there and balls it out tomorrow. Well, that's a weird way to put it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why you did that.
I'm not sure.
You've had some interesting choices today in the first hour.
If he goes out and has himself a heck of a game, he's not going to change the pecking order with the Lions, and I don't know if he's going to solidify a spot for the roster. But
he going to do?
So what he would
what's
get
the upside?
Well, the upside is that it's the league, it's a fraternity anyway, and guys will root on guys. You don't have the roster spot for you here. Congratulations. I heard you just got picked up by the Vikings or whatever it is. I don't think they have a problem with that, and they can't have a problem with that.
Unless they want to keep him.
I'm sure they would love to, but you know, but on the practice squad. But if he gets picked up, it's not going to practice squad. He's going to another team for their active roster.
Yes, he is. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great for him to Hooker.
You end up being happy for the guy that happens for him, and that's the risk you run in trying to put a guy on practice squad. And so be it. It's the third quarterback. You shouldn't lose sleep over it.
BP65 on Twitch just says, don't worry, Doug. He will not have a great game. He might not. I mean,
he practiced well.
He did. I mean, I saw him.
And he practiced well last week, too.
I saw him make some good throws against the Texans yesterday. And, you know, that matters. They
care.
Making
plays with his feet as well. And, he's got a skill set. It's just processing the game in the game has not gone as quickly for him. Otherwise, he'd be unquestionably the number two quarterback on this team, and he is clearly not.
No, and I mean, the mistakes that I saw him make last week, including a pre-snap, not letting his receiver get set, and so his receiver gets flagged for illegal motion. Well, to me, it was the quarterback snapped the ball too soon. You wait till that receiver gets set and is for a beat, a pause, a second before you snap the ball, and Jackson Meeks was still getting lined up. All right, so Kang said, fairly obvious to him that Hendon Hooker's going to get cut. But you wouldn't call it fairly obvious.
I wouldn't say it's obvious. Yeah. I think it's probable it happens. He's not going to be on the roster.
I think you're right. I think that's a better way to put it. Well, I shouldn't say better. It's the way I agree more with you that it's probably he gets cut. I do not think it's fairly obvious he gets cut.
It's funny because you guys are, your argument is all for him getting cut. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you just don't want to say it. Like, hey, not that you don't want to say it. Of course you say what you want to say, but you guys are right there, dude.
There's
no question.
I didn't drive away from practice yesterday thinking it's fairly obvious Hendon Hooker's getting
cut. It's funny you say that, King. You're right there. I'm right there at the edge to say to walk over and take that big step and agree with you, because the more we talk this out, the more perhaps obvious it's becoming to me that he's not going to make this roster.
You know, it's funny.
And now
you
I'm
said
going,
at the beginning.
It's probable. And okay, what does probable mean? Is probable mean obvious? Well, yeah.
You went, for like the beginning, you said you're 51, right?
Yeah,
and we always talk about if I have to shade, I'm forced to shade one way or another, I'll shade towards him.
And it's a heavy shade. It's not,
than 51.
Oh, I'm way more than 51 that he doesn't make the roster. The question is, what percentage is obvious? It's obvious to me, it's like 90% that you're sure he's not going to make the roster.
Well,
and I'm only at like 87.
See, here's why I would say I wouldn't put it in fairly obvious camp. If Tuesday's cuts come and go and Hendon Hooker is on the 53-man roster, I won't go, what? He is? That's where I'd put fairly obvious.
Well, yeah, I understand that. And I'm trying to find who those players out, find out who those players are that if I see them being cut and Hooker kept, that I would go, what? Really? So I think there are players in that mix. Yeah, 88 now, okay.
Come on. Like Jackson Meeks. I'd rather keep him on the roster than Hendon Hooker.
89.
All right, we'll get some of the feedback coming in. Do you agree with Kang? It's fairly obvious that Hendon Hooker gets cut. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Michigan Auto Law, Auto Accident Attorneys. They are the law firm that puts people over everything. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents, and they'll call you back. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from the current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. More lawyers in Michigan refer auto accident cases to Michigan Auto Law than any other law firm. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Okay, so the question was, you know, the upside of keeping three quarterbacks versus depth at other spots, and that was Dan Campbell's response. And when Dan Campbell responded that way yesterday, Kang, it pushed him over the top to make him say it's fairly obvious that Hendon Hooker is going to get cut. Gator went into this, and as we've talked our way through it and workshopped this idea, you are almost to the fairly obvious camp. The reason I don't think it's fairly obvious is because if he makes the roster on the 53 on Tuesday, I won't be stunned. I won't be like, oh my God, they kept Hendon Hooker.
Well,
I think they might keep him. And do I think he's going to get cut? Yeah. Would I be shocked if he was cut or if he wasn't cut? No.
Will this sway your opinion one way or the other?
Let's hear it.
And I'll present this to Kang as well. I found a Free Press story last year that has the Lions opening day roster. Roster is set. 53-man is set going into the opening game against the Rams. They had two quarterbacks on the roster last year, Goff and Hooker. Four running backs, which are likely the same four this year. So they had Vaki and Craig Reynolds both made the squad last year.
Mm-hmm.
There were four wide receivers. That's it. There were only four wide receivers last year that made the opening day roster. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, and Isaiah Williams.
That's surprising.
Three tight ends. Parker Hesse was the other one. Okay. So I would imagine Zylstra is going to make the team be the third tight end here. 10 offensive linemen last year. Now, when we look and see the projected rosters, the 53-man, Colton Pouncey from The Athletic, I think he's typically had 9. And I think that other writers have typically had 9 offensive linemen. Last year, they carried 10. So I think that's interesting. We'll see if they go with 10.
Yeah.
Defensive line, they carried 9 last year. Linebackers, there were 7, and then there were 11 defensive backs.
Well, so
just to keep that all in kind of perspective.
The one thing about that soundbite is the takeaway from that is we're going to keep as many defensive players as we can within reason because of what happened last year. And he kind of admits that there's a degree of that going on. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Steve writes in, it's totally obvious. Not fairly obvious. Totally obvious. More here from the people at 248-539-9797. Kang is right. Hooker will get cut and Holmes will blame the pick on Ben Johnson. That's from Jason on a tractor. I'm assuming that part is facetious. He won't.
There's
he won't.
There's no finger pointing going on.
No, he does. I mean, you heard Campbell say in that cut earlier that Dan knows when guys are going to make it to him in the draft. It's his call. And I don't think Brad Holmes makes out the final 53 with any thinking, well, this will look bad because I drafted the guy. I don't think he cares. He should be comfortable enough in this job, right?
I'm sure he's upset with himself and he'll move on quickly. But no, You can't have vanity at this point.
No. More here. Oh, great. My computer's restarting.
That's good news. I've got an hour before mine does. Hey, by the way, I'm surprised that I didn't see if you brought anything in, but it is Jack Campbell's birthday today.
It's a surprise.
Is it a surprise?
Jack, yeah.
Okay. Because I know we brought something out for Jared Goff yesterday, but I totally forgot about the Jack Campbell. I didn't know if you had gotten Jack something separate.
I had not. Okay. No. If more feedback here, if the preseason ended yesterday, I'd be in for two car payments and a house payment. The Hendon Hooker is off the roster. His only hope is a good showing in the finale. It's not just the sound bites from this year. They were setting this up last year when they went out and got Teddy Bridgewater. He wrote Teddy Dogwater as QB insurance.
What is that?
Yeah, I agree. It's fairly obvious. The Hooker's going to be cut. I'm curious. The one I'm curious about is Broderick Martin. Good morning, guys. This is Mike B. from Detroit. I say the Lions cut Hendon Hooker and use that money to sign Za'Darius Smith. The Za'Darius Smith thing's fascinating because, I mean, they play in 16 days.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been no Za'Darius Smith signing.
No. And, how long does it take to get in football shape? I mean, there's shape and there's football shape.
I don't know what kind of – it depends on your baseline. Are you working out heavily every day?
I would imagine a guy like Za'Darius Smith is working out pretty hard, but it still takes some acclimation.
Yeah.
But he's a veteran. It's not like he'd be, oh, hey, guys, what's this? Is this football?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around, he knows, but I would still think it takes at least a full week of, being in practice and probably closer to two, and we're getting close to that threshold.
Scott writes in, part of the problem with Hendon Hooker is he seems to have no fire. He looks like he's thinking too much. Like, I'm always excited to see him play and then just, eh.
I think he's feeling pressure. I think last year, if you watched him in some of the preseason games last year, he looked pretty confident in doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's got that confidence right now. You mentioned, snapping a ball before the receiver is, finished his motion. And it seems like they told him to speed things up this year.
Yeah.
And maybe he sped it up too much and it's not working. That's why I think tomorrow could go a long way. If he ends up playing, I wouldn't be surprised if he plays the whole game tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if he does, that you'll see longer periods where he looks good. I mean, he's got ability. It's just, I mean, because when I say he's got ability, he can run, he can throw. He's got a great arm, and it's a pretty accurate arm, too. He's mobile, and not only is he mobile to free himself, but he's fast enough where he makes plays happen. Once he's out of the pocket, he can go down the field for big gains. But it's the processing part of the game. That's the part that's the toughest.
248-539-9797. Kevin and Warren, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Observation on Hendon Hooker, and there's been more than a fair share of hand-wringing about the possibility of bemoaning that we lost a third-round pick on this guy, and oh my God, the world is coming to an end. What a bad job. How many first-round quarterbacks through the years have not made it in the NFL at all?
First-round quarterbacks? Tons.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yep.
And so this guy was a third round, and a little bit of a reach because, you take a little bit. I'll give Holmes credit for taking a gamble, but so it didn't work out. Okay, let's move on, and let's just say, it didn't work out, but it wasn't so foolhardy, and it's not so unusual. Yeah. Quarterback is a friggin' hard position to play.
It's really tough, and I think another point with that is that guys that are drafted in the first round, they usually start the first year. It seems like that percentage of guys are drafted in the first round that start right away is higher than what it used to be. And there's a case made, sit behind somebody for a year.
Back in the day, guys would sit a lot more frequently, longer periods of time before they get their chance.
So because you're starting right away as a first round pick, you're getting, 15, 30 games under your belt as a starting quarterback in this league before those teams are like, okay, we're done. We've seen enough and it's not going to work here. Right. We're going to move on from Josh Rosen or whatever. But with a third-round pick on a team where the quarterback hasn't missed a game since he's been here, knocking on wood, you're not getting any opportunity in an actual game to show what you can do. So it's so much tougher to make it from his position than what it is from, you know, a first round picks situation.
Kevin, you also are speaking for sure to a group of people, and I think it's a small group, that look at Hendon Hooker and say things like, what a bust. And I'm like, okay, yeah. If paying attention to what Hendon Hooker was, it was an injured player who played in a college type of offense, and it was a skill set that they gambled on. They gambled on a guy who
was having a Heisman winning year.
Yeah, that would have gone higher in the draft had he not gotten hurt. Was it a risk worth taking? You know, we knew it was a risk. If this is the end, if tomorrow's it for Hendon Hooker and he gets released and somebody else signs him or nobody else signs him and he doesn't come back on the practice squad, it was a risk. It didn't work out. And in no way does this change my opinion of the job Brad Holmes has done, because you're going to take some risks. And when they work out, great. And when they don't, it's not the end of the world. The net of his work in the draft is so positive that it's not that big a deal to have a player in a third round that was a calculated risk not work out. So, you know, if you're hostile towards Brad because of the Hendon Hooker pick, or quite frankly, the Broderick Martin pick, because tomorrow might be the last game for Broderick Martin, also a third round pick.
Right. Or the Levi Onwuzurike pick. There's plenty of picks that don't make it in the NFL.
But bottom line is, that's just part of it. You take some chances here or there. Onwuzurike was an injured prospect out of Washington. And you know who else was an injured prospect? Jameson Williams. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, next hour, the Pistons have a decision to make. We asked a question on Twitter and whether or not they should go get Malik Beasley now. We'll discuss that at 11:20. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.